Welcome to St. Pete College News. We want to thank Samantha Stanich for these media briefs from St. Petersburg College. It's incredible what is going on there. Stay tuned for our 100-year celebration of St. Pete College and the upcoming event at the Deuces. So here's what's news from St. Pete College. So, of course, the 12-week campus session starts on September 14th. So, folks, if you want to hit the books this fall, you have various format options. And, of course, people of all ages are welcome on campus, online, SPC, live online, and more. Learn more and register at spcollege.edu. Southeastern Electric Exchange donates $25,000 for St. Pete College line worker training. We've talked a lot about workforce development. So here's a bit of news about another program that they are collaborating with. Southeastern Electric Exchange has donated $25,000 to the St. Petersburg College Foundation to provide scholarships for students in SPC's line worker training program. Yes, there are jobs for people doing things like this, and they're good jobs. SEE Executive Director Scott Smith presented the gift while meeting with SPC's newest apprentice line worker cohort. The support will help prepare the next generation of skilled line workers to meet workforce needs across the country. Well, SPC's Lipa Ratner Museum of Art continues to earn recognition locally and statewide. If you haven't visited this incredible museum, please check it out. LRMA was nominated for a 2026 Visit St. Pete Clearwater Besties Award and received a Best of Florida Regional Award for museums for the second year in a row. Kudos to Lipa Ratner Museum. The museum is also in the running for Creative Loafing's Best of the Bay, with Christine Rank Carter nominated the Best Visual Art Curator. And if you can listen to Beth Gelman's interview with Christine Rank Carter at Radio St. Pete, click on the podcast and search for her name. Here's some more news. Well, I'm from San Diego, so this was kind of fun. Former Titan, and that's a St. Pete College graduate, Dustin Harris, was promoted to the San Diego Padres. Former St. Petersburg College baseball standout Dustin Harris has been promoted to the San Diego Padres from a Triple-A El Paso. Harris played for the Titans before being selected in the 11th round of the 2019 MLB draft. During his sophomore year at SPC, he earned NGCAA First Team All-American honors after batting .409 with 7 home runs and 42 RBI. This promotion means another milestone for Harris, who made his major league debut with the Texas Rangers in 2024. If you love baseball, listen to Play Ball with Dan Hirschberg, also available on Radio St. Pete podcast. It's terrific. He interviews a lot of hometown people from Pinellas County and Tampa Bay. So AI is always in the news. And SPC has asked students and faculty from across Florida college system to gather for the 2026 ISPS Student-Led Policy Conference, an initiative supported by SPC and designed by students for students. This year's conference focused on artificial intelligence, giving participants opportunity to build professional skills, connect with peers, and research policy solutions to address emerging AI developments. Hats off to St. Petersburg Collegiate High School North Pinellas history teacher Ross Adang, who has completed the acclaimed James Madison Fellowship Program, earning a master's degree after 2 years of graduate study while teaching full-time. The competitive national fellowship focuses on American history and the U.S. Constitution. Adang plans to bring his specialized coursework into the classroom, strengthening the U.S. history curriculum for his students. But there's more. SPC artists were featured in Plate to Paper exhibit. Plate to Paper Women Printmakers in Pinellas at the St. Petersburg Museum of History. You probably listened to that interview on Historically St. Pete. You can find that interview with Executive Director Rui Farias on podcasts. The exhibition highlights 14 local artists, including Lipa Ratner Museum of Art Executive Director Christine Rank Carter and SPC Professor Emerita Marjorie Green Graft. The exhibit celebrates the history of women in printmaking and SPC's connection to the region arts community. And finally, there is just another kudo, SPC alum documents summer musical. SPC alum Sydney Hayes returned this summer to document the college's theater department as it brought its unique summer musical to life in just 4 weeks. Created as a capstone project for a film class at UCF, the documentary follows high school and college students through the producing process. While highlighting SPC's theater program, Hayes has made the film publicly available on YouTube. So that is your St. Pete College News media brief. And again, thanks to Samantha Stanich. She is an incredible writer and communications PR coordinator at SPC News Department. For Radio St. Pete, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser.